Can you imagine how lofty the right and how significant the right of the parent is over you that Allah mentions it with his ibadah? Allah says, number one, don't worship anyone with Allah. And that's the highest achievement. That's the highest thing in this dunya is ibadah of Allah. And along with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and I've also decreed that you should be kind towards your parents. Elsewhere in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that give thanks to me and to your parents. When Allah speaks about expressing thanks, Allah says about expressing thanks to Allah and expressing thanks to parents. Worshipping Allah, being kind towards parents. Allah has combined the two. Allah has connected the two. The one is linked to the other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرْ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If either one of them or both of them reach old age in your presence. They reach old age. Now look, we are required to be dutiful, kind, and honor our parents, even if they are young, even if they have not reached old age. But it becomes more difficult to serve them when they have reached old age. Why? Because now they are more dependent on us. When they are young and they are energetic, they don't really need our help. They don't really need our assistance. They don't really need our khidmat and services that we have to offer. Though we should. But when they become old and they become weak and they become frail and we have become even so much more busier and occupied with our own families and our own children and our own commitments, Allah says at that time you find generally people neglect the right of the parents and they become annoyed with their parents and they become agitated when the parent requires anything from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if any one of them or both of them reach old age while you are alive in your presence, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا. Allah gives us few instructions. Allah says, number one, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not dare say to them أُفْ. Do not ever say to them أُفْ. Allah uses an expression أُفْ. أُفْ. Rasulullah s.a.w. says in the hadith, if there was any other expression of disrespect that was lesser than أُفْ, Allah would have used it. أُفْ is the least amount of disrespect you can show to your parents. And what is uff? Is blowing out that hot air. That's uff. That is uff. Allah says, don't even do that much. Sometimes the parent asks from the child and requests something from the child becomes annoyed and he blows out that hot air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't even let out that amount of expression of disapproval. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, don't dare say even uff unto them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ever scold them. Do not ever reproach them. Do not ever rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا. So that's number two. Number three, Allah says, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them graciously. Say to them a kind word. Speak to them softly. Speak to them with love and with compassion. The fourth instruction, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah says, and submit yourself to them. Submit yourself to your parents out of humility and through compassion. Out of humility before your parents. One of the tabi'een says that in front of your parents you should be like that slave, like that servant who is standing before his strict master. Humility. Highest level of humility should be expressed before our parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the expression that Allah uses is amazing. Allah uses a metaphorical analogy. I've given you the translation, but the translation doesn't match the ayat. Allah says, waqfid. Waqfid means lower for them. Khafida, yaqfad. Lower for them, janah al-dhul, the wing of humility. Allah has compared your relationship in front of your mother, in front of your father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you should behave in front of them like that bird when it lands down onto the ground. Meaning, in front of other people, you might enjoy a level of authority. You might, in your company, you might be the boss. In your office, you might be the senior. In whatever it may be, you might be enjoying this. You might be flying high, as we would say, and you are enjoying this level of authority and this level of a certain position within your own circles, but in front of your mother, in front of your father, janah al-dhul, come down, right down, onto the ground, as it bird when it lands. Forget all your accolades, forget all your titles, forget everything else. Jinahatun. In front of them, you are like the bird that immediately from that high level, it lands down onto the ground. The moment one of them steps into your home, steps into your office, steps into your business, then immediately you come down from that high level and you are onto the ground, like that bird which lands. That's the expression that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. It's fascinating, the imagery that Allah paints in our minds. So Allah says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ, and lower for the two of them the wing of humility out of love, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. It must be driven by compassion, out of love and out of mercy, out of rahmah. So that's the fourth instruction. The first, don't ever say uff. Don't ever scold them. Speak to them kindly with love and compassion. Humility, humbleness. And number five, وَقُرْ رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Always make dua for them. That's number five. And say, رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا. Oh Allah, show them rahmah. Rahmah means love, compassion and consideration. Oh Allah, show them love, kindness, compassion and consideration. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, just as they had brought me up when I was small. Now something important to note here. Allah subhanahu, the dua you are making for your parents, you are not saying, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَحِمَانِ. Oh Allah, show them mercy the way they showed me mercy. You are saying, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا, oh Allah, show them mercy, كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ, as they brought me up. Shouldn't we say, oh Allah, show them mercy the way they showed me mercy? No. The dua is, that's what we should be saying. But the dua is, oh Allah, show them mercy the way they brought me up. Why does Allah say that? Because the bringing up of the child must be steered by mercy. Rabbayani, the tarbiyah, oh Allah, show them mercy the way they brought me up. Meaning they brought me up with love, compassion and mercy. So show them mercy, love and compassion in the same way. So for us, for the parents, there's a lesson in this dua, that your tarbiyah of the child, bringing up of the child, nurturing of the child, training the child, must be steered and driven by love, compassion and mercy. And that is the fifth thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs from us, that we should always make dua for them. One of the pious said that Allah has said in the Quran that we should be thankful towards Allah and towards our parents. وَشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. And how many times to express our thanks to Allah, we pray five times a day. We pray five times a day to express our thanks to Allah. And Allah says, thank your parents the way you thank me. Hence, we must make dua for them a minimum of five times a day. Five times a day minimum, we should try and make dua for them. If we can't do that much, at least once a day. Once a day, let us make dua for them. And this is the most beautiful and most comprehensive dua that we can make for our parents while they are living, and even if they have passed on. May Allah grant us understanding.